Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So let's continue with that. That's the focus that needs to be in Chicago. But obviously, after Caleb Williams, what happens with the quarterbacks next in the draft will affect who's available at number nine. There are scenarios that in mock drafts that project Jaden Daniels goes next, then maybe J.J. McCarthy goes next, and Drake May. But most mock drafts have all four quarterbacks going in maybe the top six picks. Potentially two or three wide receivers, Dan, potentially Joe Alt, the offensive tackle. And I wonder, as we talk today, a day after Chop Robinson was the latest edge rusher to visit Hallis Hall, the last of maybe the first round worthy edge rushers, is it getting closer to the reality, or is Ryan Poles wanting people to believe that the Bears could end up with the number one offensive player in the draft, if you consider that to be Caleb Williams, and the number one defensive player in the draft, whoever the edge rusher is that they identify as being the best one available based on all of their visits that they did with every edge rusher?
Well, remember, I'm not hellbent on just saying edge rusher. I'm hellbent on saying pass rusher. It could be one of the three guys off the edge, whether it be Latu or Dallas Turner or Jared Verse, but they could also go finally lock down that three tech position with Byron Murphy, who I think has a lot of potential fit for Matt Eberflus's defense and the vision that he and Ryan Poles have for building their defense in that part of the front four. So this possibility is there. And like, this is the gift that this entire city has been waiting for forever. They've waited for a draft where you not only get your first choice of quarterbacks, but you get your first choice of quarterbacks in a year where the guy coming out is one that scouts have been talking about for 3 years and haven't been able to take their eyes off him for 3 years. And then you have another top 10 pick because you got that first number one pick from another team. And now you can use your own pick in a draft where your major needs marry up with positions in this draft at the top of the draft that are stocked and deep, and give you an opportunity to add an immediate blue player who can be an impact starter before September is over. And so look, like, this is golden, David. Like, this is the territory where, like, if the Bears mess this up and you and I are sitting on this podcast in 4 years going, what happened with the 2024 draft class? Then you may as well just think about following another team, because then that means that the organization is incapable of getting things right, because this is going to be a hard one to screw up. And to the Bears' credit, they seem ready to capitalize.
So I'm leaning towards still projecting and also recommending that the Bears stay at nine, hold on to the pick, and draft Rome Odunze if he is there.
Cool with that.
Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I also wonder if how that fits into the conversation at House Hall, if they're having these projections, and you know they are, with what's going on at the wide receiver position in the league and how the NFL economics, as we start to look at the shifts from, you know, wide receivers are getting paid like edge rushers now. You look at Devontae Smith in Philadelphia just signed a $75 million, or agreed to reportedly a $75 million contract for 3 years. Justin Jefferson has yet to report to the Vikings' voluntary offseason workout program because he wants to be the highest wide receiver, highest paid wide receiver probably in history. We see Stephon Diggs on the move and what his cap hit is. We see Keenan Allen with a $23 million cap hit. Dan, I wonder if the Bears, I mean, I not even wonder, I've got to think that the Bears look at drafting a wide receiver at that spot as being economically feasible to grow with Caleb Williams. Regardless, I mean, the football issues are great and defensible, but I also think the trends in the way that wide receivers are getting paid are going to factor into that decision-making, maybe more than we realize.
There's a couple things on this, and maybe Studs can do a little bit of easy research while we talk through this, but I believe that Devontae Smith was the player that the Eagles jumped, was it the Giants for in 2021, that stole that wide receiver off the board that then allowed the Bears to trade up to the next slot because the team that was sitting there, I think it was the Giants, weren't going to be able to get Devontae Smith. And so they said, we're moving out of this spot. And the Bears came flying up and drafted Justin Fields. And so Devontae Smith is partially part of the domino effect that allowed the Bears to have the Justin Fields three-season era that we just closed the books on. I think you're right in shining a light on just how much more of a premium position the wide receiver position has become versus 15 years ago, versus 20 years ago, where now that's almost as valuable as a top-tier edge rusher. It's almost as valuable as anything else on your roster at this point is to get a guy in a passing league that can get you six catches, 100 yards, and a touchdown every week. Like, that's the trend of where we're going in the top 10 of these receiver drafts. And so now this draft not only has the three that we've been talking about for 3 months, but it's considered a really, really deep class where you can get into middle – to late day two, you know, rounds two and three, and still have some potential big time playmakers on the board there. And so that's something that is going to guide the thinking of every team in the league, not just the decision makers at House Hall. And at that point, you just have to have a long, hard discussion. And look, like, the Bears have gone through these mocks and they've done these hypotheticals and they've done all these different scenarios for a while. They're going to be prepared for whatever. And they've certainly had these discussions already to make these things happen.
Yeah, and I think because of how much they just have invested at the position already, they know that they're going to have to likely make a decision on Keenan Allen at some point, but I just don't know if they have to make a decision before they have to make a decision.
They don't.
And so you wait it out but I do think this, Dan, I wonder if you agree or not. I do think part of their decision-making process will be affected by whether or not they have a young wide receiver that they drafted at ninth overall or somebody that they added in the fourth round or whatever the case may be who might not be as ready, might not be as dynamic, and might not be the kind of guy they envision growing with Caleb Williams. Whereas at number nine, you kind of make that decision already. And that Keenan Allen's future might not be affected in 2024, but beyond that could be affected by who they draft at number nine.
Yeah. And it's a good topic, and it's just worth understanding that there's no rush to make any decision on Keenan Allen's future here. Ryan Poles has hinted at it several times and saying that there's a certain order that he likes to do business with the guys he has in his building. And so I think there's a sentiment that DJ Moore would be up for an extension before Keenan Allen would be up for an extension, if that makes sense. And in order to lock up the guy that's already here, and now their contracts aren't similar, aren't identical, and you're playing a little bit of that chess game, but you also do have the luxury of seeing what happens in the draft. And you do have the luxury of kind of getting that guy, if it is a receiver in your building, and having some time with them to forecast, okay, how quickly is this guy going to be ready to emerge as that every week difference maker? And then you can make your business decisions from there. A lot to figure out.
So Studs did the research. The Eagles indeed traded with the Cowboys for the number 10 pick. They moved up from 12 to 10 to get Devontae Smith. The Cowboys then, oh boy, they had to settle at 12 for Micah Parsons.
And while all that leapfrog game was happening in the NFC East, the Giants said at 11, hey, Ryan Pace, you want this pick? He said, yeah, absolutely. We're going to try to save our jobs here with Justin Fields. They came flying up to number 11, and so it went Devontae Smith, Justin Fields, Micah Parsons.